Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show. So yeah. Now we go to Joe and V, and Joe is like, I've got a good feeling about this charter. What about you? And Nathan. And he's like, oh, I'm really excited. It could be a good challenge just to really do the decky part. Dun, dun. We know it's coming. So everybody gets to work. And then we see Captain Sandy, you know, like, look at me. Just because I'm a captain doesn't mean I don't work. Look at me. Hand me a chamois. I'm going to do a window. This window's filthy. This is disgusting. This is disgusting. I want the whole deck crew up here. We need a preference sheet meeting before I yell at Nathan.
Okay, everyone, preference sheet, but it's an angry preference sheet meeting. And it's not even a sheet. It's an iPad. Preference iPad. But I prefer, you know, like I prefer Zoom, you know, but that's just neither here or there. Okay, the next 2 days, co-primaries Camille and Patricia with a J. Think about it. With a J. Yeah, where's the J? I'll let you figure that one out. They're celebrating their 20th wedding anniversary. Ooh, I'll take it over here in the Steve preference sheet meeting. He wants to treat his friends Imran, Andrew, Miguel, Dr. Carla, Dr. Rossi, and Mike to a dream vacation. Why does that sound like a murder mystery? It really does.
Itinerary requests. On day one, the guests want to indulge in the water toys that the yacht has to offer. Everything goes out, people. Within 5 minutes, I want to see all those water toys. God, I love singing my greatest hits.
God, if they put the water slide out, put the little the inflatable crocodile, put the banana out, put the naughty boys out. If you got a yo-yo, throw it in the ocean. Every single toy out there right away.
The group would love to have a romantic party set in ancient times, like Cleopatra and Mark Anthony.
Do you know what happened in that relationship?
They want to have a special romance like O.J. Simpson and Nicole Brown.
As long as we're talking about 1994, am I right?
They're requesting a night to dinner theme of sexy nightlife of Spain. And they would like a little taste of tapas, sucking pig from Madrid, and intense seafoods from Barcelona. You know, these themes are very out of the box. Are they?
Tapas? Tapas in Spain?
Tapas? Come on, Josh. Josh, you're proving not to be the worst chef in the world, but seriously...
Okay, wait, here's an out-of-the-box theme. Intense seafood from Barcelona. Whoa!
Suckling pig. Ooh. Crazy. Intense seafoods. Oh!
Yes.
And tapas.
You know, I've gone skinny dipping with a bunch of hippies, drinking ayahuasca in the sacred valleys of Peru, playing guitar with the drummer from Queen, although I'm pretty sure that when I played guitar with the drummer from Queen, I was still on my ayahuasca trip, so I cannot verify that that actually happened, but... The point is, I've never been to me.
And then we see the photo of Josh naked with rose petals all over his wiener as he reaches towards the sky. And the sky says, no, I just fuck any man, really. I'm right here. Sorry.
So now on the bridge, Joe and V are talking about how excited they are for the charter. And Sandy goes, oh, by the way, one other thing. When that sun starts to come up, the boat better be clean on the outside. Otherwise, 40 years of, you know, on and off weather, it could happen. So that's just my threat to you.
You know, in the beginning of this season, Nathan had a rocky start because he didn't have a strong deck team. And, you know, now he has a strong crew and he's still struggling. And we're headed into Charter 5. And this is the third charter with this new deck team. And I got big expectations, buddy. Okay? So I want to see Nathan take charge. I want to see him delegate. And I have a smooth running deck. Fresh in the decks all the time. I'm going to be paying attention. All right. Greens. Greens. Nothing but greens. All right. Let's get to it.
And just remember, when at the stroke of midnight, if I see a streak on this window, then you all will be sleeping for the next 8 hours or so as mandated by the employee handbook. Okay, good night, everyone.
It's the last midnight. It's the last curse.
So we see everybody getting ready for charter. And, you know, Kizzy's miserable in laundry. Love to see it. And so they have to get in their whites, and Max is bringing Kathy a mug of coffee or tea. And she's like, oh, a man after my own heart. I'm sorry. I really know he wants to get married when there's a bit of donut in here.
Ack. So Max is like, oh, congratulations. So Kathy's getting her two stripes, and she's like, Kizzy might have beat me to my man, but she will not beat me at my job. And it's all exciting. And Aisha says, coming into charter 5, I'm worried that there's going to be a bit of residual tension between Kathy and Kizzy after the kiss. I'm just going to shower everybody with positivity.
Well, maybe not. I'll read them for filth, but I'll say it with a very positive tone and a smile on my face.
So the guests arrive, and Sandy's like, hello, everyone. Welcome to the boat. This is a beautiful boat, and we have all sorts of fun things for you. We got toys, so many toys. You can't even imagine how many toys there will be. But if by dawn the next morning and the sun is rising, the toys are not back in the boat, then you and your families will suffer a terrible fate. You might get sunburned.
Here's what I want to see before the sun rises on this boat. 1, the cow is white as milk. 2, the chamois is red as blood. 3,
Is someone going to take these napkins from us? Is someone going to take these napkins from us?
Damn it, foiled again.
You know, when someone's going to cast a magic spell, and you really should listen to all the bullet points.
So the guests come, and some guy named Imran interrupts the welcome, and he's like, yeah, someone should probably take our clothes from us. That would be nice. I'm like, you are not even the primary,
as
sir.
Usual.
How dare you, Imran?
It always the guy who's not the primary is going to make the splash. So, he basically interrupts Sandy's little introduction to demand that someone take the towels from their hands. God forbid they hold on to it for 5 seconds while Sandy...
the cloths.
It was the cloths. Yeah, it was like little cloths.
Yeah, yeah.
So then...
I demand you take all of our clothes from us right now. Okay, that's kind of an odd request. But...
Well, he does basically say, I need my laundry done. In fact, as they're going on the tour, he's like, I need to do laundry ASAP. Is there like a servant you can send to do this for us? And he's just like... You're a servant.
Oh God, that was pretty gross. And she starts laughing, and she's like, I think this guy thinks he's being funny. And he goes, yeah, this is the guy you've been worried about. His friend says, this is the guy you've been worried about. She goes, well, I'll grant him the grace that this might be a joke, but if there isn't, there might be an uprising amongst the servants.
She should meet Ramona Singer, who literally called them servants without a wink and a nod. On that one season of New York. She's like, we're the servants. So Josh is preparing in the galley, and they're leaving the dock, and you know, it's the usual stuff, like, you know, lines and anchors and things like that. And Kizzy is sad.
This is funny.
Yeah.
Kizzy has to do the laundry, and she's like, oh God, Imran's laundry stinks, which I loved for Imran, because he's going to come on here and be a jerk, and everyone hates him and he's smelly.
Yeah, but also laundry should stink. I will allow him that. Like, I mean, Kizzy, what are you expecting? So Imran's
she's
like,
making out with it. Yeah, she's like, but hey, I'm doing this for other women everywhere.
Well, there's no other eligible men to make out with, unfortunately. So Imran's like, how do I call the servants? Like, what do I call them? I mean, servants, they're servants. Aren't they servants? What else do we call them? Servants. And this, you know, his friends are mortified. They're like, oh my God, we can't believe it.
Yeah, they're like, please stop. God, please. Jeez, please stop. So now Josh is wrapping grape leaves. I love a man who can wrap a grape leaf. Listen, you're suddenly hot to me, sir. And then we go to Nathan, who is in the bridge with Sandy. And he's like, can I just leave the flaters inflated? The fenders, sorry. Can I leave the fenders inflated? Can I leave the flaters inflated?
What was that? If you, oh, see, this is what happened. You didn't clean the windows by dawn. Now you've been cursed. You've been cursed to say things
cow
backwards.
Cow is white as milk, chamois is red as blood, hair is yellow as corn, slipper is pure as gold.
So he's like, hey, Nathan, just remember one thing. Nice is different than good. Okay. So he's like, can I just leave the fenders inflated? She goes, we are pros, remember? I mean, we're not a floating trailer park. Jeez, this guy over here.
So now the boat is like wobbling, you know, or like waving or whatever. And a guest falls in her chair and then a dryer door hits Kizzy in the head. And then I cheer for a dryer door. And then Sandy starts looking out at the water with her binoculars. And she's like, oh, my God, a live version of my favorite show is coming to town. Wind.
Oh, God, look at that. And they actually show us the waves. That, for the first time ever, they actually put a little graph up. I was like, look, there's the waves. Look how big they are. I was like, okay. Normally, we just take their word for it, but sure.
We got a dock. We got a dock. Nathan, get to the bridge. And then she tells us, now listen, sometimes there's storms and they're happening in other places where you have wind effects. So I'd like to introduce my new spinoff show to Netflix, Wind Effects. May not be actually windy, but you're still suffering the consequences. Starring the girl from Revenge.
So everyone, okay. So, sorry. I thought I was going to go talk to the guests, but I decided that was just my practice. Let's see what else is happening on the boat before I go and tell the guests what's happening. Let me try that again. So everyone, yeah, that's a good starter. I like that. So everyone, it's a good way to start the conversation. Okay, Aisha, you have to tell the guests we have to go back to the dock because we're going to go, because it swells. It's lost. I'm overwhelmed. I saw so many big waves out there. The wind is actually happening in real life. It's so exciting. My heart's racing.
Yeah, we're going to go to Villanova because it's, you know, just for the night. It's a nice protected marina. And tomorrow our hope is to be able to get off the dock. But we're going to have to see how many episodes of Wind Effects are released.
Mm-hmm. And so Nathan is back in the bridge with her. And she's like, weather update just came through. Oh my God, we're in trouble. So now Aisha goes to tell the guests. And she's like,
well, Sandy said to let you know that the swell is picking up a lot. So we're going to head into the marina. And you can watch all episodes now on Netflix.
For a limited time only. So they're docking. And so... Normally, hey, that was a joke. The pun on Norma Lee, as if she could get with Captain
Norma,
Lee.
Norma, remember? It's like when I said Norma Lee, he didn't even want to fuck her.
So normally, I'm never going to be able to say normal again. Oh, wow. I sound like I'm doing Sondheim. Hey, that could be a great song for Into the Woods as well. Normally, Norma cannot be normal. Right? That's good. That's wordplay. It takes two.
Norma Lee. Normally, why can't you be normal? Normally.
So it's time for docking. And V is like, oh, God, it's so hard to be professional around Joe. I mean, I just look at him and I'm like, I want to kiss you. But I mean, we're on charter. So professional handshake, not blushing. Don't look into your eyes, not seeing the sparkle in them. Nope. You're an idiot. Okay. Have you not seen this show before? Have you not listened to half the things he's told you? I don't feel for you, V.
No.
Back away.
So they usually, I have to say usually, because I literally cannot say normally anymore now, but they usually dock the boat like with the butt of the boat against the dock, but this time they have to do it sideways. And this is like causing Nathan to have like a true mental breakdown because they've never done it sideways. So
port side. But if it's port side, the lines are completely wrong for port side.
And so Imran's eyes like, servants, am I right?
Hey, so you're gonna use the bow thrusters, the stern thrusters, boats, am I right? You ever see a fin on a fish? It's like a keel. Am I right? Keels and hulls, rudders, huh? Anchors. Right. Am I right?
She's like, yeah, I don't have a stern thruster. And he goes, huh, you don't? You're American.
Good one, Imran. So Nathan's like, oh, Susan, we've been docking the boat, Sam, too. But now we're going to do it in the marina now. Oh, we just have to do it dockside, too. Oh, this is just a new challenge for our deck. Oh, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm walking on complete eggshells. What am I going to do with Captain Sandy right now? I pray I can't. I pray that it goes well. It's not going to go well. I can tell you that right now, because Joe's already knocking into walls.
So now Imran is blocking Sandy's view and she's like, excuse me, I need to see, stupid. And he's like, get me a crust of bread, you dumb bitch.
Hey, this is an A docking and you're a B person, so see your way out of this conversation. C spelled S E A. It's a wordplay. There's a wordplay union starting up. I don't know if you heard.
This guy's terrible. So she's like, we need spring lines. He's like, that's American to ask. Jesus, God. We call him. I was going to try and make a joke about spring rolls, but in America, we call them. What do we call them? The fried ones.
Egg rolls.
That you get. Egg rolls. Yeah, sorry. Okay, that failed. Just cut that out.
You know what? Hey.
Cut that out.
Hey, okay, come on. What's going on with the spring lines? Okay, what's going on? Not, you don't have enough lines. It takes two lines. It takes two. I thought one was enough. It's not true. It takes two spring lines. You came through when the journey was rough. It takes two. It took two lines of us. Come on now. Hurry up.
So Nathan's like, I don't know if I can do it. I'm just like, anything can happen on the sea. Will you kiss me?
Oh, guys, come on. Stay present. Every moment is a present for the present moment. Come on, guys.
So everyone's like, oh my God. And Joe's like, oh my God, what happened? What happened to the spring lines? And he's like, oh my God, I removed the wrong line. Oh my God, never mind. And Sandy's like, oh my God, leave the line. Hello, little girl. What's your rush? You're missing all the flowers.
And Nathan's like, Joe, come on, go over there, guys. Come on, guys. I was like, Don't get mad. Come on. Be calm, little one. Be calm. Who out there could love you more than I? Who out there that I cannot supply?
And Nathan's like, I can't get the line there. Agony! She's like, oh my God, stop yelling already. And so V's like, it's so much pressure. I've never docked like this before. And Joe's like, well, I don't like getting spoke to like I'm a piece of shit. You shouldn't communicate to anyone in this way. There's no need for it. And meanwhile, Nathan's running around like belting at the top of his lungs.
Hey, Nate, quiet, Nathan. Use your walkie-talkie. Careful the words you say. Charter guests will listen.
He's like, agony, all alone in the night. She's like, stop getting mad. He's like, I'm not getting mad. I'm just being assertive. Isn't that what you want from me? And Max is like, well, like you work with, you work with Captain Sandy. She never scream. Look at her. If she gets mad, she gets short a pant. That is all she do. You need to learn like this. We have the best role model. Just replicate. You do copy-paste of doing what Captain Sandy do. Watch. Voila! You are best school member ever. And you wake up to somebody saying, hello, BB. Hello, BB.
I'll tie this one off, everyone. Stop yelling. Stop. Use your radio. Come on. Use the radio, Nathan. You can do it. He's like, copy. So they dock.
So they finish docking. Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine, as usual. They really needed Captain Carey here to be like, this time we gotta go in portside. And let me tell you what happens portside. People die. All right, it's fine. We got in there fine.
There we go. It's fine.
He really does the best doomsday docking.
I know.
Monologues.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hello, I'm Matt Ford.
And I'm Alice Levine, and we're the hosts of Wondery's podcast, British Scandal.
In our latest series, Michelle Moan, we tell the story of a woman from Glasgow who left school at 15 and devised an idea. A next-level bra that remoulds the cleavage.
An uplifting story which gives you a real boost. I hate myself.
She moved from business to politics and, when COVID hit, says she knows a great company to supply PPE. And the company, PPE MedPro, made millions of pounds of profit from the contract. Oh, and a lot of the equipment was unusable.
Oh, a minor detail. And having said that she had nothing to do with that profit repeatedly, she then goes on national television and says that her and her children are actually in line to receive nearly £30 million as a result of it.
To find out the full, incredible story, follow British Scandal wherever you listen to podcasts, or listen early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Okay, all right, it's time to talk to the guests. Okay, time, it's showtime, Sandy, do it. So everyone, God, that was such a good opening line. So everyone, hey, so we're here in a different...
Gotta practice that one. Sometimes it's good to have some locked and loaded.
We're in this marina because there's weather. There's no either way to say it, so I'll just sing it. There are storm clouds in the sky.
So they're like, oh my God, we're stuck here for the night and you sing. She's like, yeah, you know what? Today's not going to be safe out of there. We're just going to stay here tonight. Listen, I am the captain. I've got a record to keep. And my record is turning back the boat and refusing to go on the ocean more than any other captain in below deck history. Okay. So we're staying on dock tonight.
Yeah. But the good news is that we decided to dock in the most scenic dock in all of Spain, the Villanova parking lot. Enjoy the view. Okay, great.
Guys, just enjoy it. You know, where else can you see the lights reflecting off of the big lots? You're going to love it here.
Okay, so enjoy. Enjoy. It's just not safe out there. It's dangerous. So Nathan and Kizzy are talking in the galley, and Kizzy's like, I actually really hate everyone today. I'm sad. Like, do you ever get in a mood where just like, I don't like anyone today? Boo, boo, hoo. He's like, oh, sorry, did you hate me too? Well, I haven't really spoken to you today. You've been ignoring me.
He's like, well, shall we never speak then? She goes, should we not just randomly come kiss me in the laundry? And he's like, oh. She's like, oh.
Good. A swing and a miss for Kizzy. Swing and a miss.
Yeah. So Captain Sandy checks in on V and asks her how she's feeling. And she's like, oh my God, this was my first time doing it sideways. I didn't mean it like that.
I want to go slowly. I want to go slowly. I wasn't talking about that.
So now they're decorating for their luxury ancient Greece dinner. And Aisha is talking to Josh and asking about canapé beginnings or start time. And he's like, all right, well, we've got grape leaves, oysters, going to tempura. Then I'm going to, you know, I used to do tempura oysters at a restaurant like 15 years ago. It was delicious. Haven't done it for 15 years. Surely it will still work.
Yeah. What could go wrong with, you know, fried food a la minute? So Josh is like, when I hear ancient times dinner, I think of feeding them grapes, you know, those kind of vibes. He's like, they're like, do you think about the Roman Empire a lot? He doesn't even pick up on really what that means. He's like, you know, I actually come from a town in England that has a lot of Roman influence called Bath, which has the Roman baths, which I hated going to because I hate baths. And it brings me back memories of Rome, even though I have no memories of Rome because I wasn't actually there. What was the question again? So yeah, we're doing our Greek our Greek romantic dinner featuring the inspiration of Anthony and Cleopatra. I would also suggest maybe a great love story, like I don't know, Antigone, or maybe a real heartwarming one like Medea. I don't know. They could go in so many different directions.
Oedipus.
Love that love story.
Yeah, great. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. So the guests are complaining that they're just sitting in the parking lot, which, you know, you deserve it because you brought Imran. Okay. Yeah. He's fit for the Big Lots parking lot. Mm-hmm. So then we go to Kizzy and Kathy decorating, and Kizzy's like, I don't even think I've been outside today. And Kathy's like, oh, you do seem a little bit down today. I'm sorry, do I have a hickey right here on my neck? And Kizzy's like, ugh. And I'm just in one of those moods where everyone's pissing me off. You know when you have those days? And Kathy's like, not really. Are you cleaning a window while you're setting the table? I am, sorry. It's just how I stay happy.
Did you just Windex my forehead? She's like, I did. I'm restless. So then everyone's
getting ready. Gets ready for C, and
Let's see, whatever. Kizzy's like, oh God, if I'm going to be in the cabins, is there much point to even dressing for this? Oh God, I'll just stay in this. I'm not changing into anything. Uh-oh, Kizzy's starting to spiral.
I know, she cannot deal with being squirreled away in laundry and also not have any guys to like flirt with. So Sandy checks in on Josh. Hey, those are some impressive grape leaves. What, they're edible too? Oh, wow. You're working on different levels now, Josh. Wow. Very impressed.
You know what? Here's a question for you. Why don't grapes ever just stay? You know? Why are they always leaving? You know? It's a headline, grape leaves.
Yeah.
I feel so sad, so sorry for grape's wife.
I know.
You know?
Stay with me, right?
Now everybody's in their Greek outfits and Kathy's feeding Max grapes. And someone calls Imran a peasant boy and asks how he likes the wine. And he's like, not a fan. Not a fan of this wine. Okay.
Okay, well, we can keep trying until you find one that you like. That's not a problem.
And then one guy is like, I love the vibe and the friendships and us being here on this beautiful boat in this parking lot. It's just fucking unbelievable, right? And they all laugh. So, yeah. And it seems like everyone's actually pretty normal except for that one guy. That one guy is just awful. And the rest are just like, you know, they're just kind of joking about the situation. So, Josh brings out his grape leaves and stuff like that. And Aisha sends Kathy to cabins with Kizzy. And Kizzy's just, she's just being a spoil sport. And Kathy's like, oh, how are you, baby cakes? She's like, really good. I know I can be grumpy. It's like, if I was in front of the guests, I'd be like, hee hee. But I know that in front of you is just fine. You know what? Like, I'm tired of you announcing that you're grumpy. At this point, just be grumpy because now it's just performative. Now you're just really begging people to say nice things about you to get you into a good mood. And no one's taking the bait. It's hilarious.
Yeah, she's like, but I know that I can be grumpy around you and that's fine. She goes, no, it's not. I need full energy. Okay. Happy to shammy. Happy to shammy. She's like, oh, fuck off.
So then Aisha's clearing dinner and Imran's like, for my 40th birthday, I'm going to steal one idea from your 40th birthday. Ha. And the guy's like, oh, is that the hookers or the coke?
And Imran goes, no, the quotes. Oh, yeah, this one. I've been poor and I've been rich and I choose rich every single time. Okay, you know what? Never mind. I take back everything I just said about these guests.
But I love the Erica Jane nod.
Yes.
So the crew is serving the main course now, and everyone's like, well, can we give it a slow clap to Josh? Slow clap to Josh. It's basically what Kizzy's giving to everybody else. So, and Josh is like, well, we've got mushroom puree. The gnocchi's truffled. It's also gluten-free, just in case. God, that's traumatizing. The asparagus, red juice, reju, beef. Oh, I hope it's cooked to your liking. God, does anybody here want to kiss me? They're like, no, God, get out of here. Had to try.
So he goes back down to the galley being like, because I'm a lemon squeezer, geezer, crowd pleaser. Gee, I can't understand why he's not getting laid. So then everyone is like, the dinner's done. Guests are going to bed because he's helping with dishes. Aisha and Kathy are just hanging around talking and stuff. And Izzy's just annoyed because that's her thing today. And Imran says he's going to go masturbate so he can be ready for tomorrow.
Guy's a real classic. So Kizzy's talking to Josh and she's like, you know what I was just thinking right now? I'm not really a yachty, you know, and I feel like being around people who are super, super yachty, you know, I just find it draining, you know? Oh. And he goes, you mean Kathy? he's like, oh, let me guess. It's the person who won the man that you were trying to steal from her, right. Kathy. And she's like, yeah, I mean, I really like her, but she is really yachty. You know what I mean?
Now Kizzy is going to do that thing where she's going to reframe the whole narrative to be like, oh, I'm actually not like I'm happy for her, but like, I'm also above her. Like, yeah, she may be better at the job than me, but that's because I just don't care about the job because she's like so all about being a yachty. Isn't that just so sad? She's now going to like change this whole thing as if she is not literally a yachty on a boat about yachties, right? On a show about yachties right now.
Yeah, I like how you say it, like aunties.
Yachties.
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 Yachties. Yes, but because he is so annoying.
And Josh is actually very good. Like, he's very sensitive. I think he's annoying, but he's also like a very sensitive, nice person. And he's like, so are you feeling left out? She goes, maybe. And he goes, you'd like to be the center of attention and I'm not right now. And he goes, exactly. I mean, maybe she's a little on the nose, but he's like, well, I mean, she's just making me feel like a little bit small, you know? And I hate the fact that someone has the power to do that to me. I mean, what the fuck? How can you not feel small when you base your entire self-worth on what men think of you and attention that you're getting from everybody else? You're never going to feel any self-worth that way, Kizzy. Come on, get with it. You're like such a beautiful girl. You've got such a good personality. Well, you've got such charm about you and such charisma. You don't have to be like this.
Yeah, that's the thing.
There's still hope for you.
All those things, attention, male attention, all the things that she is seeking, those are all fleeting and ephemeral. Okay, they're not lasting. And that's why she will always feel small because she's not really, she's filling a cup that has a hole in it and it's just not going to work out. So Kizzy is.
Josh is like, shall I stick my penis in that hole? The cup's like, no.
All I want is some male attention for once in my life. Well,
you know,
I'm here for you.
I have to. Oh, I'm sorry, Ben. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, her saying that she wants male. She wants to be the center of attention. She's actively the center of Josh's attention at this moment. And she's like, well, not your attention.
I just wish I could get one male to pay attention to me. He's just staring at her like, any more about your deep-seated feelings? She's like, no, God, not you. But I think, honestly, one of the best things to happen to me was aging. Because I think so much of your time being young is spent like, oh my God, what do I look like? And who wants to fuck me? And like, am I good looking enough? And like everywhere you go, it's like, am I good looking? Like who's looking at me and who's looking at my friend? I mean, I think that's just such a normal part of growing up. And then there's a certain point where you just go bald and you get chubby and you age a little bit and there's like no running from it. And you actually have to start like talking to people differently. And like you start having to have other skills in life to get you by.
Yeah.
And I think that that's going to be good for Kizzy. So maybe we need to check in with Kizzy in 20 years. And she'll probably be much more palatable.
Yeah, because like in your the 40s are great because you really do get a sense of just more of who you are. I think, I don't know. I mean, I love therapy. I think therapy helps. You know, it's great that we have.
Well, I love ice cream too, you know.
I think it's great that we have, you know, like our podcast is doing well. You know, when you spend so many years in LA, you know, just trying to make ends meet and trying to find success and trying to make it as a writer and trying to make it this and that, like it can actually do a number on your psyche. But like, you know, to finally have like a stable job that's doing nicely, like all those things kind of like help you relieve some pressure and you start to realize you can sort of focus on yourself a bit more and you start to realize what you like, what you don't like, and you can just kind of let a whole bunch of bullshit go. And I'm looking forward to that for Kizzy, like you said, in 20 years when she hits 43. Unfortunately, it doesn't always work out that way. We're lucky.
Yeah, when it's just not all attention from men, you know, and I know as someone who wanted attention from men too, you know, and it's not just a woman thing. Men do it too.
Yeah.
So, but it's just like, it's just not the way to live. It's sad. It's sad to watch it.
It doesn't work out for everyone. But it's also. Look at Brittany Bateman. She's like 53 and she's still in the, like, she's still in her Kizzy phase.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. I guess everybody doesn't change. But I mean, I said like when you get chubby and bald, so.
Oh. That's fair.
There was also that element to it. But yeah. But anyway, just, you know, God, I hope the best for her. But God, right now she's fucking obnoxious. So now the next morning on the boat, everybody's getting up in the morning and Captain's like, Joe, wake up the whole crew because they are leaving the dock in 15 minutes. You understand me? Into the sea. It's time to go. I hate to leave. I have to though.
Oh God, wake up. Okay, we're gonna go. Get the anchor. All right, now we're out. Okay, we're going. Departure. That was a great departure. Now all we have to do is drop an anchor and nothing could go wrong here. Two shackles in the water. Not more than two. Okay, how many shackles do we have? 3 shackles in the water. No! Why do you have the extra shackle in the water? How'd you miss that?
He's like, I was looking back on the finger. And she's like, oh God, stop staring at your fingers. Jeez. So then breakfast time, and the anchor is fine. Everything's fine. But Nathan is just fucking up left and right. He's not doing so great. So now's water toy time, and Imran asks Max if he can drive the tender. And Max is like, yes, of course. You can do it. You should do it. Enjoy.
Why?
Good night. He gives him, hands him the key, or like hands him the keys.
How could you do that? What an idiot. So they're doing that. And then meanwhile, Nathan's in the galley. He goes in the galley and he's like sort of joking around with V and some other people, et cetera. And Captain Sandy comes in and she's like, Nathan, could you go do your job, please? It's like, oh God. I'm like, and he's like, oh God, I feel like I untense my body for one moment and I get fucking chewed out. I'm working my ass off. Yeah. Don't untense your body. You're on the
meanwhile,
clock.
While this is happening, Max is out in the tender with some guest who's driving it, sir.
Don't untense.
So no, you're not really doing your job.
Stay focused. I don't understand why Nathan keeps being goofy. Okay, I need a bosun, not, wait for everyone, a bro son. That was good.
That's right. Nailed that one. Hold on. Did you hear that, BB?
BB, that was so good, BB.
Let me go tell the guests. So everyone, I said, we need a bosun, not a bro-son. Because they're very bro-y. You know, you understand bros, right? You're not. Okay, great. Not going to laugh. That's fine.
Okay, so then she gets up on the deck and she sees the tender situation. She goes, oh, fuck, who's in the tender? And he's like, oh, Max is away with one of the guests. And she's like, Max, get back to the boat right now, you dumb fuck. So Max is like, oh, let us not go too much far from boat because Captain Sandy will not like it. And he's like, oh, what, is she going to get mad at you? Poor people.
You can't let the guest drive the tender. Why is he over there? Get your fucking shit together on deck, Nathan. You understand? This isn't a free-for-all. I'm now pissed. Get Max back to the boat now.
Dun, dun, dun. And that will end your journey. Boom. I wish.
And that brings us to the end of Below Deck Mediterranean, everybody.
Wow, what a shit show. Everyone, we will see you for our Salt Lake City recap. And definitely check out our bonus episode on Patreon this week, which was the trailer trash of The Valley Persian Style and all that good stuff. Thanks for being here. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
We're obsessed all with Tessa V.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.